We're back
with the Jay and Randy Show.
Alrighty, yes. Back with more fun here. 1520 AM WCHE Westchester, where the static is. If you'd like to join in on the show, 610-692-3131. 610-692-3131. Hopefully this guest doesn't miss us again. I don't have two guests that forget to call twice in 1 week. It's getting embarrassing. All these guests all wanted us to call them, and I have to be in an uncomfortable position. Could they call me? Without going, yeah, because that costs money.
I'll have to.
Telephones cost money. Could you call me? I'm sorry. That'll cut into the floor tiles that we were going to buy.
Yeah, right. I'll have to get a calling card like you said.
That'd be great.
Okay.
All right,
I'll
good.
Check it next time.
I think that's why nobody's calling, because they go, well, any other station calls us.
Well,
I think they forget being our control.
Well,
we were calling them.
People calling.
Yeah, that's when it's an author. Authors always love to call in,
mm-hmm.
because authors won't buy ads. They just want to do commercials.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to do interviews and get their free ad. It'd be beyond an author to ever buy an ad on radio. They just, I would never buy an ad on radio. I just call and have you on to do a half-hour ad with me on radio. Mm-hmm. Good, here's the dude calling now. Good, Jack. Fantastic.
There you go.
Yes. Wonderful. All right, good. All right. So we'll be having this gentleman on the show. That's wonderful. Maybe I told him 12:05. I don't even know. All right. It's getting all. I'm getting beaten because I because we had someone miss an interview yesterday. So. All right. 610-692-3131. 610-692-3131. 1520 AM WCHE Westchester, where the static is, and yes. All right, let's go to, as promised, Mr. Kevin Coach Collins is calling into the show. Good morning, Mr. Kevin Coach Collins. How are you, sir?
Hey, good to be with you.
Good to have you on.
I'm sorry I missed the call in. I just got ran into the house.
Okay, that's all right. You know, the only reason I was like ranting about it, I don't know if you were listening on the stream or whatever, is that we had an interview yesterday that the person forgot to call in too. So I was just, it's just when it rains, it pours, it seems like. So, but I'm glad you called in. Thank you, sir. I got an email to have you on the program, and one of the things in it was, I guess, a column you write for, you have your own website called The Collins Report?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay. Why don't you, describe to our audience what the Collins Report is.
Well, the Collins Report is my daily take on what the world looks like from day to day. It's a collinsreport.net. I know that people's time is valuable, so I write 300 to 500 word essays every day, and I just ask people to stop by, and I promise that if they give me 3 minutes. I'll teach them and entertain them every day.
Okay, that's cool. It's not like all, I didn't see any ads on it, so I don't know that you're doing it for that reason. It looks like you're just, you're doing it to, educate people in the way you see fit, or am I wrong in that?
Well,
or are you trying to sell ads?
There are ads, yeah, sure. We're trying to build up our readership.
Okay.
There's no doubt about that, sure.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, everybody's going to make a living, I understand. Wonderful. Well, the one I happened to read was I'll just give you a couple short lines of your work here. I'll try to do it some justice. This one is, last Sunday, Iraq held new elections. There was no violence, so it's doubtful you heard much about the way they went. Things went too smoothly for our phony media to be bothered reporting this story. Now, what do you mean by our phony media? Now, I have a problem with the media as well, but I don't think it's the same problem.
Okay, all right. The media has not been supportive of our going into Iraq right from day one.
Which media was not supportive of it?
The print media, certainly the big newspapers, the New York Times, Washington Post, L.A. Times. You can't think that the the broadcast news stations have been supportive. That just doesn't work. So
you don't think that MSNBC, when they fired Phil Donahue, the most outspoken anti-war person, who was their highest rated show, firing him would be helping the pro-war agenda?
Phil Donahue?
Yes.
When did that happen? When was the last time Phil Donahue was on?
Before 2003, before we went to Iraq.
Okay. All right.
He had the highest rated show on that channel. Not the highest rated show for the time slot. They never have that. I'm not delusional. But his show was the highest rated show most of the time on that channel.
Right.
And he was very, very outspoken against going to Iraq.
Right.
They got rid of that show. Now, the reason I think they got rid of it, you make a lot more money making engines for airplanes and supplying war materials than you do having some dopey show with an ad for Crest toothpaste.
Could be, but that doesn't make the media honest or pro war.
How about during the Republican primaries when they had all the when they would have the debates on, and Ron Paul would get asked like two questions, and pro-war Mitt Romney and pro-war Giuliani and pro-war McCain got asked like 20 questions.
That's because the media recognized that Ron Paul didn't have a prayer of getting the nomination, and they wanted to pick the Republican nominee, which they did. So by supporting McCain, they got exactly the guy that they wanted. The so-called moderate Republicans got exactly the guy that they wanted, and exactly the result that those of us who were not Republican moderates could easily have predicted, and we did.
Well, who would you like? Someone conservative, moderate, or liberal? I'm not sure I follow you.
I would like to see a conservative candidate.
Who is conservative in your eyes? And
well, probably the most conservative was probably Romney.
He
did have problems. He gave us socialized medicine in Massachusetts.
Yeah, that doesn't sound too conservative.
Right, that's what I'm saying. The guy that I personally favored was not in the field because he had the temerity to use the evil word. Macaca, and that was George Allen. George Allen would have beaten Barack Obama, and he would have beaten Hillary Clinton in a tag team match. But he wasn't in the field. So.
Do you think it's conservative to spend $12 billion a month on a war fighting a country that never attacked us?
Hey, you know what? We were in Belgium during World War II. They never attacked us either.
Yeah, that was wrong too. Do you think question. Do you think it's conservative to spend?
Yes, it is.
That's conservative to spend $12 billion a month.
Do you think it's conservative to free 25 million people? What happened to the liberal notion that everybody had to be free? Everybody has to be free. Except when a Republican president is doing the freedom, then it's not conservative. Then it's just icky.
I think everybody in the United States should be free. I don't really care what the rest of the world does. I don't know that it's our job to free them.
Well, yes, it is, because the more people that are free, the less people that will look to us to enslave us. This is a
who's
going to
enslave
world.
Us? What's Who that? Are you afraid of enslaving us? Who would come along
the Islamists.
And enslave us? They're going to enslave us? How?
The Islamicists. If they have an opportunity to start to take countries, open your eyes and read about Europe. Read about how Europe is very close to collapsing. Read about how Mexico is very close to collapsing. You don't want to do that. You want to talk about Michael's bonging in South Carolina. That's great. That's wonderful. But there is a world out there that's very dangerous. And the people who saddle up and put on uniforms and go out and risk their lives are the ones that allow you the opportunity to discuss whether or not Michael Phelps smoke marijuana in South Carolina. Have you thought of that?
Have you ever thought that in 1953, when we went to Iran and removed a democratically elected leader and replaced him with a puppet, do you think that was a good idea, removing a democratically elected leader and placing in someone that, our government liked?
Listen, in 1953, this was a very different world, okay? There was nobody who could stand on their two feet in the world except us, okay? If you want to project back to 1953, then I suggest that you look at what was going on in the Soviet Union in 1953. Okay, we had to have a guy that we could rely on. Okay,
for so, what?
Look, Adolf Hitler was elected democratically as well.
Mm-hmm. What's that have to do with us going and removing an elected leader in 1953?
Well, we went in 1945 and removed an elected leader from Germany.
Yeah, well, what did the leader of Iran do in 1953 that was a threat to anyone?
You tell me.
He wanted to nationalize the oil.
Fine. So no blood for oil, right?
Yeah.
No blood for oil. What? Yeah, dude.
Why couldn't we have bought
run on French fry oil?
Why couldn't we have bought oil from Iran from their government?
Listen, I'm not going to be responsible for everything that somebody did 55 years ago.
That's why they hate us.
No, you know nothing.
Oh, because we have Hooters?
You know nothing.
I know nothing.
Islamists,
oh, thank you for insulting me.
Tell
me why they hate us, then, genius.
I don't want to be insulting to you, but you know nothing about the Islamists. The Islamists don't hate us because of oil. They don't hate us because of Israel. They hate us because we're not Islamists. They have been trying to take over the world for 1,400 years. 1,400 years, not since the first World Trade Center attack, but since about 730.
The United States wasn't established as a nation in
7. They didn't care.
Okay, but they knew they were going to hate us several hundred years later?
Exactly, because we're not Islamists. That's exactly right. Yeah, we didn't have to. They didn't care. Israel wasn't there. America wasn't there. They just knew that if you're not an Islamist, then they want to come and kill you.
So they want to kill us, or what would they like if we converted to their religion?
Well, hold on now. Let's just back up and make sure we're talking about the same thing. I'm not talking about Arabs. Got that?
Okay.
I'm not talking about Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
You understand that?
Yes.
I'm talking about Islamists.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Islamists even hate other Muslims if they don't follow the particular brand of Islam that they do. Starting at the end of the 600s, they started to move across North Africa and into Europe. Okay?
Yes.
That's why they sat in Spain to 1492. They were there. And they believe that every inch of ground that was ever theirs is theirs in perpetuity. That's why they sit and moan and groan that Israel is on land that they own. They don't own it. Never have.
Yeah, well, that's Israel's problem in my eyes.
Well, you know, again, it's a great country that we live in, and you can shrug off the problem. That's great,
mm-hmm.
and that's how the system works. Okay.
Yeah. No, the system doesn't work that way. I have to pay for Israel to get $4 billion a year. I have to pay so that we can spend $12 billion a month to fight Iraq, who never attacked us, never would have attacked us. So I don't really add. The system doesn't really work. I can just sit here and say, well, we should be non-interventionalists till I'm blue in the face, but our pro-war media jams the war down our throats. The pro-war media, who NBC, General Electric owns NBC. What do you think General Electric makes?
Uh-oh.
War stuff.
Uh-oh. General Electric owns NBC. Alert.
Yeah.
Wow. Dude, that makes your case. Woo.
Yeah, they made.
How about the guys that sit there night after night after night and say things like our troops are going in the night, allowing this to, and killing people.
Who said
in
that?
The dark. All of this stuff. How about the fact that we were told this war is for oil? This war wasn't for oil. This war was to drain the swamp. How about the fact that Saddam Hussein was paying bombers, was paying suicide bombers $25,000 apiece to their families to blow themselves up and kill innocent people in our allies, Israel's towns? Okay? That's why we have alliances. We have alliances so that we can fight in Iraq and not in Iowa.
They would never make it over here to Iowa and fight us.
I'd never make it. They'd never be able to fly a plane into the World Trade Center either. That was an inside job. Actually, all you know, you believe that?
No, you know what I do believe?
What's that?
That if we didn't have all of our troops and bases over there in their land, they wouldn't have a problem with us.
We just went through that. That's just simply not so, sir. You have to look at your history.
They like it. You would like having a military base facing your house from some other country. You'd be okay with that? What state do you live in?
Absolutely.
Would you be okay with that?
No, of course not.
Yeah, well, we have 130 military bases all over the world, and we're sitting here like we're the world police. They hate us for that. They hate us for removing their democratically elected leader in 1953 in Iran because we were going to protect corporations such as ExxonMobil. We use our military might to protect our corporations, not our citizenry.
Wait a minute. You forgot the adjective, the evil ExxonMobil. That makes the oil that runs our economy.
Oh, that runs our economy. Okay.
Yeah, no, our economy runs on what? Marshmallow juice? What does our economy run on?
It runs on the taxes they take out of my pocket to borrow money to give it to Israel when we don't have it in the first place. We're $12 trillion in debt, and we're still giving them $4 billion a year, and we still give money to Egypt as well. It makes no sense.
Well.
Do you agree we should give money to Egypt? Are they your buddies? Israel is. Is Egypt your buddies?
Actually, Egypt is a bribe.
Oh, that's a bribe. Okay, we don't have any money, but we're giving money away. We're borrowing money from China, and then we take the money we borrowed from China, and we give it to Egypt. That makes perfect sense. Would you like to take a call, sir, or do you want to ponder on how, you want to tell me how that does really make perfect sense?
Hey, I'll talk to anybody.
All right, good. You ponder and stew over that one and tell me how that makes sense. And we'll go to the phones here. 1520 AM WCHE Westchester. Good morning. You're on with Kevin Coach Collins.
Yeah, Coach.
Yeah.
Are you the coach of the douchebag team? Thank you.
I don't know if that was
a question.
Okay. Hey, look, a rhetorical question.
Which guy are you? Are you Jay or Randy?
I'm Randy.
Randy. I'm Jay. I'm conservative,
you know,
like you.
I don't know if I can take a punch like that again. I mean, if somebody's going to call and insult me to that degree, I really don't know if I could handle it.
Yeah, tell me. Tell me to ask the question.
I can tell the listeners what to do, Jack.
And besides, if you're going to call up, ask this guy a question, and you just don't make an answer. It doesn't get anywhere in this conversation.
Okay, they'll really listen to you now.
I don't know if they will or not. Whenever you bring up Iran, Iran and the Arabs are two different people. So don't blame the fact that we took Mossadegh out of office.
That's why Iran hates us.
That's not why the Arabs have.
It's why Iran hates us. I never said it's why the Arabs.
You connect everything up.
That's why the Arabs hate us, because we have bases all over
we
their land.
We have bases in 130 countries.
Yes,
and Italians didn't run, and we have bases in Italy.
Okay.
The Italians didn't run trains.
So because the Italians put up with it, then the Arabs should put up with it too. Is that what you're saying?
And we already have bases in Saudi Arabia. We were invited there.
Yeah, we were invited there by a monarchy. It's not by elected people. We were invited there by a king.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Do you think the people really like that when one person, their leader, says, oh, yeah, we can come there? Do you think the people like it? All you guys, you two, all you talk about is this friggin' democracy, and you're telling me how a monarchy invited us and we should be happy and then people should be happy. Explain that one. Explain it. Go ahead. Come on, do it.
Do it! Talk, you guys! Come on! Explain away! Explain away how the monarchy... we should be happy about that. Get the hell out of here. You guys are crazy. You're both friggin' you're neocons, and you're
and
in
that's
this...
not a bad word. Yeah, don't make it a dirty
word. It's a neocon thing, because you're not the one with the 18-year-old kid over there dying. You're not the 4,300 18-year-old kids over there dead.
You know, I was ambivalent about the invasion of Iraq.
Okay, I'm sorry your ambivalence didn't come through when you voted for McCain and your neocon agenda.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he can talk. He's a guest. Why don't you have...
Explain your neocon agenda.
No, I don't accept your premise that I have a neocon agenda.
Okay, let's hear it.
Start again somewhere.
Okay.
Okay, you can yell and carry on. Maybe you get on the Stern Show again. But it doesn't...
I've never been on the Stern Show, sir. Where are you getting that information?
Well, when I pulled up some information on it,
yeah.
You did a... my name is somebody, Norris. You know, it was played on the Stern Show.
Yeah, that's a song parody got played.
Okay,
I've never been on the show.
It's probably good. It's probably good.
Okay.
You know, but the thing is, it's not germane to what we're talking about, and you can yell and scream that Iran hates us because of reasons that you think. But
because we removed their leader. If they came here and removed our president in 1953, we'd hate them.
And yeah, right. And just by the way, just as an aside, this business about us having bases where we're not wanted,
yeah.
Okay? We tried to pull our bases out of Germany, and they cried a few years ago. Cried, don't do it, don't do it. We need the money. We need the money. So that's what it is. We were there originally because we kicked their butt, and we had to make sure that they stayed down in their hole for a while. And then it became an economic thing, and that's what we're at now, right now.
So, since Germany wants us there, then we should also stay in the Arabian Peninsula. Because Germany likes it, that means Saudi Arabia likes it.
Well, you know what? With the budgetary constrictions that we're under right now, I doubt if we would stay anywhere that we weren't formally and forcefully and honestly asked to leave.
Okay? Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Of course it does. You have no answer, so now you're doing the
we have
the
no
hama,
money.
Hama, hama number.
We're printing money right now. We're borrowing money from China and printing money to
that's
to...
so that we can have this asinine pork bill that's not going to do anything for anybody except put us deeper in the hole.
Sir, for the first time in this conversation, I agree with you.
Good.
I am a conservative. I'm a real conservative. I'm not a phony baloney conservative. We should not. I was against the first bailout. I'm against this stimulus package.
Good.
I'm against us paying to have troops in 130 different countries. I'm against spending $12 billion a month to fight a country that never attacked us.
Right,
that's a real conservative.
Let's go forward. Let's move forward.
That's a real conservative.
Don't back up. Okay, so you and I have found some place where we can agree, sir.
Yeah, look, if I earn $1,000 a week, I should keep $950 of it. 50 of it should go to pay for police and a military to defend our country.
Bingo.
Not defend the rest of the world, not to get involved in entangling alliances with Israel, who has problems with other people. Now, every one of Israel's enemies has to be ours. It has to be. No ifs, ands, or buts. If Israel doesn't like Palestine, we got to hate them too. So now we hate Palestine. Now we got all their baggage. Who said we should not have entangling alliances? Hey, maybe Thomas Jefferson, the father of our country, one of the founding fathers, one of the most brilliant people ever. So I'm sorry I believe in what Thomas Jefferson says. Let me go with more great thinkers like McCain, who wants to say bomb, 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 bomb Iran, his pro-war bomb Iran Fox News agenda.
Wow. Is there any more in there?
Now go ahead. And Jay, you just laugh because he said something. Don't laugh when I do.
I just bomb.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Okay, well, let's go back then. Explain to me, you guys, how we're invited by a monarchy. We're over here spreading democracy in Iraq, and we're happy about spreading the democracy. But Saudi Arabia invited us. A monarchy invited us to set up a military base,
Britain.
And we should be happy. Britain's for
Britain
it, too?
Britain and Japan are both monarchies.
Okay. All right. Okay, good.
You know that, don't you?
Okay, so should we spread democracy to Britain and Japan?
Well, they already have a democracy. We don't have to spread
it. But they're
a
monarchy, too? They're a monarchy and a democracy. It's amazing. They elect who? The son of the king? Did they elect him?
You can't spread democracy at the point of a gun, right?
We shouldn't be involved in it.
Can you spread democracy at the point of a gun?
Can you spread democracy at the point of a gun?
Simple question.
You know what? I don't know.
Okay.
What, are you going to tell me in 1776 that we did?
Yep, and we did it in 1945 with Japan and Germany and Italy.
Okay.
Yes, you can spread democracy at the point of a gun.
Oh, that's good.
Okay?
All right. You want to take another call, sir?
Sure.
All right. Hold on 1 second.
And have a question.
Okay, Jay. To tell the listeners not to goof on the phone, that'll stop them from doing it. Hey, you're on the air with Kevin Coach Collins.
Okay. I just want to explain to the two of you, you're wasting your time because with this package that was just passed, the United States government, as we have known it, is gone. It's over. This is now a socialist country. Don't get agit over all this. It's too late.
Can I respond to that?
Go ahead. I'm not talking.
I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree. And I think that the only chance that we have is for bringing back the America that Thomas Jefferson envisioned is to stay right on our elected officials and try.
Hey, Randy, I got to go because I can barely hear him. And you could stay on your elected officials all you want. It's too late. It's over.
And try.
Sit down and be calm for the next 8 years. Enjoy
it. Try and get something from the conference. Okay? From the conference bill.
What's the conference
bill? Well, what happens is both houses pass a bill. Obviously, they're not the same bill. So they have to come together in a conference and agree on a single bill. And that's where we have a chance of heading off the socialism that's packed into that. One of the things that I'm sure that you and I can agree on, too, is the terrible government-managed socialized medicine that's crammed into this bill as well.
I'm against any kind of socialized medicine. I'm against that chip, the children's health insurance. I think, you know who should pay for your kids' health insurance? The parents who have the kids.
That's exactly
Well, but I mean, to compare that there's a Republican bill that's good for $700 billion and there's a Democrat bill that's bad for $800 billion is semantics. You're saying one guy makes sense spending money we don't have, but the other guy doesn't.
When did I say that?
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you were in favor of the Republican one that's supposed to be so conservative.
I wrote a piece. Go and look. I think there's a lot of pieces that I've written that you won't like, but there certainly is a portion that you will like. I wrote a piece saying where the hell is our $350 billion, and you can't even get any answers. And as a matter of fact, they don't even like you asking the question.
All right.
That was from October.
Well, there's one area that I would agree with you on.
Yeah.
Hey, our lovely young intern, young lad, Nick the intern, is actually pounding on the desk out in the other room because he's very upset about something you said. So I'm going to allow Nick and turn his microphone out there in Studio C. Yes, Nick, you're on the air.
In general, it's Tony, it's all of you. Stop calling this country socialist. By definition, we are not a socialist country, nor can we be. Socialism is when the government controls the production and means and distribution of goods. The government does not do that, will not do that, cannot do that. Therefore, we will not, nor we will ever be, a socialist country. So stop saying it. Socialized medicine would be if the government was running Tylenol, was running Robitussin. That would be so if they were producing Robitussin and then selling it in drugstores, that would be socialism. This is not socialism. Stop saying it.
Nick.
Yes.
What do you think the CAFE standards are?
The what?
The CAFE standards.
The car standards.
Where the government
standards?
Says what kind of cars can be made. And do you think that's going to stop now?
No, standards? You mean guidelines? That details so we don't completely wreck the country and so we stop putting friggin' pollutants in the air?
Yeah, okay. How about the fact that there's also salary caps in the bill?
Oh, what, the like executive pay bonuses? They're voluntary. Just FYI, they're voluntary. They're not mandatory. Which
Listen,
is a nice little side way to get away from
it. You're not old enough to understand this, but the...
I'm not old enough to understand
what the government
this.
Says is not voluntary. That's not voluntary. It's like saying...
taxes are voluntary.
Now, if you take any of the government bailout money, you need your executive pay is capped at $100,000 unless you choose for it not to be. I go look up the text of the bill. It is a voluntary pay cap.
It's voluntary.
If I had money, I would bet it. But I only got about $20 in my bank account right now. But if I had money, I would bet it.
Well,
it's voluntary pay caps. Companies will do it for the public public relations image. If you don't do that and you're taking the government money, people are going to get ticked off. Like when the big three flew in on the private jets. That probably didn't really cost them anywhere near as much money, but it looks like it costs a ton of money.
That's actually a pretty good observation.
Thank you.
Yep. Yep. But when maybe we're speaking semantically. When you're talking about pinning us back because we're calling this a socialist country, maybe right now, today, on February 10, 2009, it's not. 11. But... certainly, we are closer to being a socialist country today than we were 1 year ago, or 6 months ago, or a month ago, or a week ago.
Possibly, but thank your neoconservative buddy George Bush for doubling spending. Somehow, I don't even know a Coke head that could spend this much money. $5 trillion in 8 years? That is one hell of a habit. How do you spend $5 trillion and you call yourself a conservative?
I'm not here to defend George Bush, but I'll tell you what.
Thank God for that.
We're going to spend $2 trillion in 2 months. What do you think about that?
I think it was once you start, it's like Pringles. Once you pop, you can't stop.
Exactly. Now that we
started on this road, well, the thing about this though, do you remember the Great Depression, the New Deal? That was nothing but spending.
Exactly. And what did that do for us?
It gave, I think it was 5 million. I forget the exact number. It gave a lot of Americans jobs.
Yeah.
But however.
How about the fact that.
It didn't pull us out of the recession. I'm not saying it pulled us out of the depression.
Jobs.
I'm not saying.
The fact that still in the end of the 30s, we were still at 15%.
Oh, I know that. Okay. I know we didn't get out of the depression to World War II.
We didn't get out of it.
But the problem is, the same thing can't happen again. Because, A, if there's a world war, we're all going to die because somebody's going to launch a nuke and that's going to set off something terrible. And B, we already have all the manufacturing plants and whatnot in place. We can't just build more plants with a snap of our fingers like that.
Nor can we build more roads.
We need to start building more rail lines to speed up commerce.
Okay, I'll go for that. See, we can agree.
On something. All right, I've got to run to class.
Call me when you have no class.
See you, Nick. I'll see you.
All right. We got an email question for you.
Okay.
Why does the media almost never show dead soldiers or dead Iraqi people?
Why does the media? I would need more specifics, but that the times when dead soldiers are shown were only selected to embarrass the Bush administration. Okay? Dead Iraqi people. Listen. Nobody's saying that there's not a war. Of course there's a war going on. And a lot of people have died. When a military gets in to do what it's paid to do, their job is to kill people and break things.
Did we ever declare war?
Actually, we didn't have to because we had slipped our sovereignty under the table to the UN, and all we were doing was enforcing the 16 UN resolutions that they had no teeth to enforce to get Saddam Hussein out.
Okay, another email question. Why does the media not show the return of the war dead in the flag-draped coffins?
I've seen them. You've seen them. So how can you say they don't show them?
I've seen them on the internet, but I've never seen them on the television or in magazines or newspapers.
Well, look, you're in the media. That's probably a marketing decision. If they thought that they could embarrass George Bush with it, they'd do it, of course. If they could drive a hearse with a dead Marine in it past the White House when Bush was out doing a press conference, it would be done, of course.
Okay. Why do you think like a real anti-war person like Dennis Kucinich didn't get the same amount of time as Hillary Clinton, who has said she would not put off nuking Iran if they did anything to Israel?
Because the media, because look, there were several issues, okay? But the media looked at Kucinich and said, this guy's crazy, not just because he's anti-war. You know, he's
He's half nuts. He's not going to beat any Republican, and we desperately want a Democrat in the White House. So forget about it, Dennis. Sit down. That was what the deal is. You asked me, and I told you.
Okay. All right. No, I think Obama's very pro-war. I mean, anybody who wants to send 30,000 more troops to Afghanistan, I would say, is pretty pro-war. That doesn't sound like an anti-war guy. So I think the media is very pro-war. That's where I have a difference of opinion with you. Well, I don't think they're anti-war in any shape, any way, shape, or form.
Okay, well, the media will, of course, be for a war prosecuted by a Democrat and not in a war. It's simply politics. Listen, this is their candidate. These guys are were invested up to their eyeballs in getting a Democratic president so that they could get the world that they think we should live in. And now they have it. And now people like you and me, to some extent, we can agree, don't like what they've done. But this is what we have.
All right, would you like to take another call, sir?
Sure.
Hold on 1 second, please. 1520 AM WCHE Westchester. Hey, you're on with Kevin Coach Collins.
What TV station carried pictures of the bodies at 9/11?
I'm not sure offhand what station carried them.
Probably some of them, but we can all remember.
Do you remember seeing bodies?
I'm from New York, and
did you see
right
bodies at
that,
any newspaper or any TV station?
I can't. Is
I don't think
the
you
question,
did.
Were they showing bodies after 9/11?
No, sir.
Is that it? Look, I'm a retired New York cop, and
hey,
I was
I'm
very
taking
busy
up for you on this,
and
I'm not banging
the
you.
Truth, I really didn't watch any television.
All right, they didn't show them.
I was seeing it live.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Well, it's been, even back in World War II, they didn't show the American dead bodies.
Well, the first time they did it was in 1943. So
oh,
they
did
waited
they?
For 2.5 years, well, a year and a half before they did it. And they also lied about the number of people who were killed at Pearl Harbor. Or if you ever know Hawaii and you get the facsimile copy of the Hawaiian Star for December 8th, it says like 100 people died or something like that.
Oh, really?
You know, that's what governments are going to do in crises.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
When would you like to see us get out of Iraq, sir?
When Iraq is fully up on, and running on its own, and I think that we're closer to that than we were a couple of years ago. We're closer by increments of 6 months. Look at the. Let's go back to the original story that you pointed out. You wanted to talk about the Iraqi elections. I think it was great. You know, these are people who have their roots in a 5,000-year-old civilization, and they're now finally getting out from under the terrible, torturous regime of Saddam Hussein and his lunatics, and they're actually going out to vote, and they're willing to put aside their ancient hatreds, because the biggest problem initially after we got a hold of Iraq was that the Sunnis and the Shia kept fighting, and it was mostly from the Sunnis. The Sunnis are the guys who want to fight everybody. And as I pointed out in my piece, the Sunnis are beginning to realize that maybe the Shias aren't such bad guys after all, and maybe we can build a country if we can try and get along Rodney King style. Can't we all just get along?
Do you think democracy is always better than another form of government?
Absolutely.
How about Palestine, where they elected Hamas?
Well, okay. How about it? I mean,
oh, it's a democratically elected form of government.
It's the best. It's the best system in the world, but that doesn't make it perfect.
Oh, okay. What would you do with that situation?
Well, just pretty much what we've done. You know,
give Israel money and bombs and planes.
That's right, to keep them in check, because Hamas is largely an Islamist operation. They are the ones who generate the hatred. Look, you recall when Arafat died, we found out that the guy stole like $2 billion or $3 billion. You know, that was money that was supposed to go to make life better for his Palestinian people, but he didn't want to give it to him because he wanted to keep them angry and edgy so that they were a steady source of recruits to fight the never-ending 1,400-year Islamist war.
Never-ending. Hmm.
Never. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is.
What do you think? Then the answer is what, kill all of them?
The answer is to stay prepared. We were never attacked because some country that attacked us thought that we were weak. I mean, I'm sorry, thought that we were strong. Okay? We were never attacked because somebody said, oh, yeah, they're pretty strong. We're going to attack them. Okay? So when we have military preparedness, we hope we don't have to use the military, but we have to be ready to do it if we do.
Why haven't we got Osama bin Laden yet? I mean, like, why didn't you get them on, like, 9-12?
Again, I'm explaining to you that this is a 1,400-year deal. So he is a blip on the screen. We never got the body of Hitler. Does that mean we didn't win World War II? You know, what's the deal? And notice now, since January 20th and henceforth, we won't hear very much about why we haven't captured bin Laden. We won't hear that because it was only ever used as a way to embarrass George Bush and the Republicans. That's all.
Hmm. All right. Well, very good, sir. Any final thoughts there on your website? What's it? TheCollinsReport.net? CollinsReport.net, I take it?
Yeah, I appreciated being with you. I appreciated the give and take. Actually, it turned out a lot better than I thought from when it started. People can go to my website, CollinsReport.net, and they can read my book, Blood for Our Future. They can read the first 50 pages of it on the Collins Report. And it's a novel that explains what we ought to do and why we ought to do it.
And who would you like to see run for president, or who would you like to see win the presidency in 4 years?
I've been in politics many years, and the expression is that a month can be an eternity in politics.
Mm-hmm.
4 years is like, I don't know, it's like light years. I would like to see somebody who will begin to scale back some of the socialism that we're going to get. That way.
Who'd you vote for in the last election?
I voted very reluctantly for John McCain because I couldn't vote for Barack Obama.
I voted for Bob Barr.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. I know Bob Barr personally, and if we ever had an opportunity to sit and discuss Barr, you might not have voted for him.
No, he. I don't think the Libertarian Party should have chose Bob Barr.
Right.
I think they should have chose Christine Smith. That's a real libertarian.
I'm not familiar with her.
She's every bit. She's the definition of libertarianism, much like Michael Bednarik. I voted for Ron Paul in the primary.
Right.
But when he didn't win, obviously he didn't win the Republican nomination, I wanted to vote for, are you familiar with Chuck Baldwin?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
I would have voted for him over Barr, but that was a write-in here in Pennsylvania. He was on the ballot in like 35 states, but in Pennsylvania, if you write a name in, you might as well just write in, you know.
Throw it out.
Yeah.
Roll it and smoke it.
Yeah, yeah. So I didn't write for Chuck Baldwin, who I preferred over Bob Barr.
So you were in the same situation in terms of you voted for somebody that you settled for.
Well, I like Bob Barr more than just settling for him. I mean, I love the libertarian philosophy. I would like to think he would follow the libertarian philosophy. But I certainly would not vote for John McCain because he's a gun-grabbing, anti-First Amendment, anti-Second Amendment, maniacal nut job, pro war.
You haven't gotten any argument from me.
Well, I don't know why you guys all vote for him. I don't know why Jay voted for this guy. Drew up legislation to increase the fines on broadcasters if a phone caller calls up and says the F word. If I don't hit the delay in time, then you could have a $350,000 fine for that word. John McCain helped draw up that legislation. Why Jay would vote for him is beyond me.
McCain-Feingold as well.
Yeah, I know. That's a First Amendment breach.
Well, he was my first.
Lieberman, you know.
Lieberman is, I hate Lieberman more than any other politician that's ever walked the face of the earth.
See, the
Lieberman is
the
anti-Randy.
The longer we talk, the more things we find to agree.
Okay.
You know?
All right, cool. Well, thank you. You've been a good sport, sir.
Hey, it really was fun.
All right, cool.
It was fun, yeah.
Okay.
I enjoyed all right. it. Thank
Bye,
you.
Guys.
Thank you, sir. Take care. All right, very good. Let's see. I got an email. I like what you've done here. Okay. Referring to the interview. What a tool. This guy's exactly what I thought he would be. Fight him over there so we don't fight him in Iowa. Holy S. Talking point, spewing ass clown. I called it, didn't I, Randy? This guy lives his life in fear. The fear-mongering worked flawlessly on him. His entire political philosophy is shaped around fear of Islamists, or whatever the F he said. Yeah. War on terror propaganda works. He's proof of that. Nice job, though. You came through with facts, and he came through with talking points. It's clear who won this debate. Signed, Chris. Thank you, Chris. All right, very good.
Well, for him, I guess you won it. Okay.
For Jay, of course, he won it for Jay, because Jay loves pro-war, because Jay has no 18-year-old kids that are dying.
No, that's
more true. Pro-war.
I didn't
war
say
wars.
I was. I didn't agree with him on everything.
War,
I
had, war, I, war, kill, I kill, stopped. Kill.
Why didn't you? I said I was ambivalent about the war. I didn't think we went in here because of 9/11.
Okay, then why would you vote for somebody that wants to stay there 100 years when you had a chance?
Well, because I vote for somebody on a lot of issues. That's just one.
His anti-First Amendment
issue?
That
Obama wasn't going to move those troops out on January 21st. And you didn't know, and you knew he wasn't going to do that either.
Yeah, that's why I didn't vote for Obama.
And the fact is that Iran has already gave us a deadline to get out of there.
Yeah, I didn't vote for Obama because I knew he wasn't going to pull the troops out.
I don't know anybody expected for him to pull the troops out.
Yeah.
You know, he's a practical politician.
Of course I wouldn't vote for Obama for that reason. I'm anti-war. I'm going to vote for a pro-war candidate.
But there were some of the other issues,
He's the one promised he wouldn't raise your taxes, but he's going to spend money. Mm-hmm. He's just going to ruin the economy for the rest of time.
No, I didn't like that either.
Okay, and why'd you vote for him?
I wasn't going to vote for a third party that had absolutely no chance.
John McCain had absolutely no chance. 12-1 odds in Vegas. He had no chance. Mm-hmm. If you like 12-1 odds, why don't you go put $100,000 down on number 37 black and go spin a roulette wheel? Maybe you'll get 80
You know, he had more of a
chance
dollars. Than Bob Barr, a few million.
12-1.
I don't care. Don't,
you like
don't
those
quote
odds?
Me at Las Vegas odds.
All right, I'll line up 12 hot chicks. One of them has AIDS. Bang them all, Jay. All right? See if you get the HIV. All right,
there
very
was a,
good.
There was a story about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
AIDS roulette? Don't tell me somebody's stealing my bit.
Let me see. I thought I saw something along the line about it.
That's my own personal bit, Jay.
Okay.
That's going to be a TV show I do when you guys fire me next week.
Okay.
You and your Neo shows.
Neo shows. I'm a Neo.
All right. Well, very good.
All right.
Yes, Jay, anything else?
No, I thought I could find it.
You thought you could find the show?
No, not the show. Talking about
AIDS roulette show. You're
yeah, right.
You're looking for
okay. It's not here.
All right, good for you.
Maybe it's all
you and your agenda. Okay. All right, very good. Hey, stay tuned for Ron McNeil's Swap Shop heading your way right after Steve Hofstetter and his National Lampoon Sports Minute or so. Thank you, everyone. Take care. Have a great day.
I'm Steve Hofstetter, and this is the National Lampoon Radio Sports Minute.